Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. Welcome again to the Something to Think About podcast. I am Andre Palmer, and this week we'll be wrapping up our series about discomfort. So this week we want to look on what you need to know about death, everything that you need to know about death. And that's where we're going to wrap up our look on discomfort, because dying spiritually is one of the things that also happens when you're dealing with discomfort. And we want to look on what exactly does this thing mean about death. Our core scripture is Revelation 21 verse 4, and it says, "He will wipe away every tears from your eyes. There won't be any more death. There won't be any more grief, crying, or pain, because the first things have disappeared." And with this scripture, to put it into context, I just want to remind you that this is talking about the pending coming of Jesus Christ, where things will be changed once he comes back, and everything that we know now will not be the same. But this scripture can also apply to our current situation when you're dealing with uncomfortable things, discomfort, anything that makes you uncomfortable, anything that causes you to grieve, anything that causes you to cry. You're going through, you're sad, and it's also the absence of light. That's some of the characteristics that you can look for. Anything that is painful, negative words that is spoken to you, hurtful words, maybe you're in financial difficulty, you're not sure what to do. All of these things, your relationship is in turmoil and you're not sure how to resolve the conflict. All of these things are uncomfortable. There's a wide situation, but the broad thing is that it's uncomfortable. But now this week we want to talk about death, dying, and the whole thing of what this thing death means. And there are four things that we want to look on in terms of death and discomfort. One, according to Hosea 13 verse 14, it's a curse. This is the first thing. That's where we're going to set the foundation from it. It's a curse. So the scripture says, "From the power of Sheol, I will rescue them from death. I'll redeem them. Death, where are your plagues? Sheol, where is your destruction? My eyes will remain closed to your pleas for compassion." So according to Hosea 13 verse 14, death is a curse. It has power. It can claim you. And it's also an enemy of God, according to 1 Corinthians 15 verse 26. So this is something that is claiming you as a result of the discomfort. That's where it's headed. So there are different levels. You will start to grieve, you will start to cry, then the crying now becomes painful. And then now you're at the stage where you're dying inside, to the point where physically you might die as a result of something that you did. So we don't want it to reach to that level, but we want to understand what exactly is happening. It's a curse. So death is a curse as a result of man's sin. So that happens, that's from in Genesis 3, where as a result, God changed the thing in terms of man started to die as a result. And spiritually, being cut off from God, there was also that type of death that happened at the time. But it's a curse. We also need to understand that it has power. Also, based on the scripture, death has plagues, and death comes with destruction. So, in terms of physically your body being destroyed, your soul is also being destroyed, because this uncomfortable thing is destroying you inside, which in turn have a physical impact on your body, stresses you out. You may not eat well, may not sleep, you may not be able to function. All of these things are destructive to yourself and all that. You cry a lot, meaning that you can't function every day because you're mourning. You withdraw yourself from people, so you're unsociable. You may become angry as a result of what is happening. And all of these things happen as a result of that uncomfortable experience. And now it also pleads to you. meaning that death calls out to you. It has a voice. So this thing calls out to you, and if you answer it because of this uncomfortable experience, it may lead to a place where you may never expect it to go. And by the time you realize, you catch up on yourself what is happening, if you do catch up on yourself what is happening, it may be too late. So these things are what happens and things that we need to know when it comes down to about death. It's a curse, it has power, it can claim you. And also it's an enemy of God, according to 1 Corinthians 15 verse 26. And it says, the last enemy to be done away with was death. If we further go up, for since the death came through man, the resurrection of the dead also came through a man. For as in Adam all die, so also in the Messiah we will be made alive. However, this is what happened to each person in the proper order. First the Messiah, then those who belong to the Messiah when he comes. Then the end will come, when after he has done away with every ruler and every authority and power, the Messiah hands over the kingdom of God to the Father. For he must rule until God puts all the Messiah's enemies under his feet. The enemy, the last enemy to done away with was with death. Verse 27 says, for God has put everything under his feet. Now when he says everything has been put under him, this clearly excludes the one who put everything under him. So we want to look on in terms of the power of death. It has power. Can claim you according to Hosea. Can redeem you, and it comes with destruction. So death comes with destruction. So when you think about uncomfortable experiences, if we're not careful, the practices that we start to do as a result of this thing becomes destructive to us and our family. And if you think about it, a man who has an unresolved issue with his wife and he can't deal with it, starts to drink or smoke. So in terms of building bad habits, this is where it comes with. Constant argument and the aggressive nature as a result of the not dealing with the discomfort becomes, now it divides a relationship. Then now, because of the drinking, then now abuse starts to come into play in terms of a man becomes abusive to his wife. So this is where it leads to, because of discomfort. So if you think about it, somebody who has a behavioral problem and you think they're rude, and the root of it may be because there's an uncomfortable experience that happens that he has not dealt with. And have you dealt with the situation to where you can resolve it? Where we started was that God will wipe away every tears from our eyes. You may not see somebody crying physically, but emotionally, they're crying out for help. And if you see somebody doing something that is destructive, they're not sleeping, they're not eating, they may be drinking, they may be staying up late, they may be doing all sorts of madness, it may be as a result of they are being destroyed and death is calling them because of this uncomfortable experience. So that's what we're talking about. Death calling us. When you think about this now, and now that we have a full context of death, God has a plan for it. According to Isaiah 25 verse 8, God wants to swallow it up forever. He wants to destroy it, and he also wants to plague it. That's what's God's plan for death. It says he will swallow up death forever. Almighty God will wipe away tears from every face. He will remove the disgrace of his people from the earth. The Lord has spoken. So that's what we want to end this week's study on, discomfort. Give you an understanding about how destructive practices can lead us to a place of death. And death is calling if we don't deal with these things. So are you doing things that is destructive as a result of an uncomfortable experience that you're dealing with? No. I want to encourage you that God wants to wipe away your tears and to help you to move on from this thing, give you a place, help you to your soul to find rest, give you answers to your problems, and help you overcome these things. Until next week, guys, until next month, where we start a brand new topic. My name is Andre Palmer. God bless. And one love. And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend. This podcast was also brought to you by RemlaMinistries.com, resources to help you on your Christian journey, study guides, counseling, and more. For more information, visit our website at www.remlaministries.com.